She'll still remember. You know, I never got that $12. I left my pocket book there. She's like, they'll give it to you, Ma. Don't worry.
Well, I totally thought $12. My God. Yeah, went on a pocket book, everything, cold, everything. When we come down, it wasn't so cold. It was all right. It was all right.
It was only March.
So we, then we went out and, we were crying. I was looking for my friend. Sure enough, I found my friend.
What was the name of your friend? Well, what was her? Do you remember what her name was?
My name?
You know,
no,
her,
your friend's
your
name.
Your friend's name.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, Mama, think of it.
I can't
Lizzie?
Think of it. Oh, she's dead.
What was her name?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Lizzie Papina, you told me.
Lizzie Papina.
Oh, there you go. Your daughter Papina. Knows the story.
Yeah. I know the story.
Right.
I've heard it ever since I'm a little girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, she passed away anyway.
But she got out there with you.
Yeah. I was wondering. She didn't get out with me. I was wondering. I missed her. She worked in another row of machines. Mm-hmm. And we were right near the cutters, you know, and we see everything there. Mm-hmm. Well, so as soon as she heard the fire, she ran to the other door, too, naturally. But I didn't see her. I ran in, then I saw her downstairs. She had gone already.
Yeah.
It was a big crowd, you know, we all fell over.
Yeah.
And then they had to take us down, you know, it was terrible.
I'm in help. Sure.
Hold the banners. Everybody was holding the banners. How many? There was about 150 people there. How did you hold the banners there? We all tumbled down. When we got there, the firemen wouldn't let us out because the people were coming down.
Yeah.
And when they were sure, then we came out. And I was looking for sure. She was right in front of me. I didn't even know.
That's
it.
Good. That's
and
really
I
good.
Found
well,
it. So,
what part of New York were you living in then?
Oh, let me see. I think it was Mott Street.
Mott Street?
Mott
okay.
Street, yeah.
And when you were working at the Triangle, at the company, were you working on the machines? Were you
yes.
an operator?
I was doing the chucking.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even want, my mother didn't want me to go to work, but my friends
ah!
says, come on, we have a good time. They all young girls were there, and girls to be married, engaged, and everything. So I thought I'd take a chance. We used to have a lot of fun. We used to walk right over on Fort, what is it, Fourth Street, I think.
Right. Wow.
That big arch there, that big, yeah.
The,
Washington Square Park.
Oh. So I enjoyed working there. We had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, well, that's it.
That's the story.
Why was the door locked?
Well, you know, they were afraid that the women would take blouses and run in. Now, how could they take
any
blouses?
Did anyone ever do that? Did you ever hear about anyone being caught
no,
doing that?
No, they wouldn't.
No.
Everybody was doing individual things. One was tucking, one was making sleeves, one was making this. Mm-hmm. They weren't mm-hmm. making the whole waist. They weren't sewing that whole waist. They didn't bother. The young girls wouldn't bother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the bosses thought that they'd get away with it.
They were afraid that
they'd stop. Yeah, they were very strict, but the superintendent was very nice. I think he passed away in the fight. He was a lovely man.
Oh.
He used to come around. And
do you remember any of the names of the people, Mom, the men?
Huh?
Do you remember any of the names of the men?
No, I don't know the men. They never came down. Just the superintendent came down.
Who was he? Do you remember him?
I don't know his name. I forget. I don't know that. He used to look around and see how we were doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoying this and that, and he was very nice. I think he passed. I think he got caught in the fire. I don't know because he was trying to see everybody to go out there.
He was trying to make sure that everyone.
Yeah.
Liked.
I think his name was Bernstein.
I think so.
Bernstein.
I think so, Bernstein. Yeah, he was a lovely, short, lovely man. Very nice.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. All right. How many hours a week did you work?
Well, I think 8 hours, yeah.
8 hours a day?
Eight
and then did you work 6 days a week or 5 days a week?
Seven. We went on Saturday. This was a Saturday when the fire started. We got off at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got off at 4
o'clock.
6 days.
Yeah.
For $12.
Yeah. $12. Okay. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Now they must get 100.
100? Oh, Ma, I think maybe 500.
I wish.
Oh, shit. But can you imagine us working for $12? Well, we thought it was wonderful.
Oh,
we didn't know.
I can remember working for 50.
Those days, 75 years ago, you must remember. That's a pretty long time.
Mm-hmm. So what did your mom say when you told her you were going to go work there? Because you said that your mother didn't want you to go.
They didn't want me to go to work. So my friend encouraged me. Oh, let's come. We have a good time there. So I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. Really. Mm-hmm. We had our lunch together. We had our lunch together. Oh, we had a lot of fun. A lot of young girls. A lot of Jewish young girls were married, engaged. They were lovely girls. We had so much fun there. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it very much. I worked there I think it was a year or so.
You worked there a year. Can you describe what the room looked like, the room that you worked in?
It was a very big place. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I couldn't have... Just a big place with machines and windows, a lot of windows with shades. That's what they had.
Mm-hmm. And you were all very close to each other? The machines were right next to each other?
We had a big row of machines. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. We had a big row of machines. There was plenty of machines. Oh, yeah. I happened to be right near where the cutters were, see? They used to have tables full of material, and very fine lingerie, you know. They used to make beautiful blouses. I used to do all the tucking. Hundreds and hundreds of yards of chucking.
Do you remember what happened after the fire? Was there a big funeral for it? Do you remember that?
A big what?
A big funeral after the fire?
I don't remember anything. I never went back anymore. I went home. A man took us home. It was very nice. We were both crying, you know. So he asked us where we lived, and we told him. And they took us right home. When we got home, my God, my mother, my father didn't know what happened. I was all no coat, no jacket or nothing. And my sister got saved by the stand. She got so scared. It was terrible. My mother says, oh. And they didn't. I said, I hope they don't find out. You know, they right away,
it,
you know, the news.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
But you never went back to the company.
I never went back nowhere. I never worked anymore. My mother wouldn't let me go anymore to work.
But you did go to work elsewhere.
Clerical, and later on, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When I got, I was 19 when I was there.
Uh-huh. How much money did you earn working as a clerical? Do you remember? Was it more money? Or was it around the same?
Where?
When you got another job.
Oh, well, it was a little more. I worked in the same Stag and Hildebrothers in an office.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll never forget their name. Same Stag and Hildebrothers with who?
I don't know.
Uncle John's wife.
Oh, Helen.
Helen took
this in law.
Yeah.
The
same thing. I had the office, like, you know, writing or something, mm-hmm. It was very nice. Mm-hmm. That I liked. It was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I stayed there quite a while, and then I quit.
Then you got married.
I got engaged and married, and that's all.
That's all.
And here we are.
There we are. 75 years later.
So long.
Yeah, well,
I can't imagine. The years go so quick. I don't know. I can't imagine I'm that old. Nobody believes it.
Uh-huh.
I am. I was born in 1991, and I am.
1991.
I'll be 95 May the 17th.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Having a good party.
Oh, I bet you are. I bet you'll have a terrific time.
Yeah.
Do you remember the strikes, the early strikes around that time when you were working for the garment shop?
No. Listen, I forgot to tell you. They thought I got money, you know, from them.
Who?
They sent us away. A lot of people say, you must have got a lot of money because you're saved. I says, no. They sent us away on a vacation, 2 weeks.
Wow. Who paid for it?
They did.
The company paid for it.
The company must have paid for it because they sent us away. We were about 12 girls. We had a heck of a good time there.
Where'd you go?
Oh, who remembers? Someplace. I don't remember.
Mama, what did the Red Cross have to do with this?
The Red Cross sent us. That's right.
The Red Cross.
They must have paid.
Yeah. Red Cross paid.
Yeah. They paid.
Oh, they were wonderful.
The union paid the Red Cross.
Sure.
The Red Cross was wonderful. They're wonderful, those
people. What happened while you were on that vacation for 2 weeks? Tell them what happened. What happened there?
Well, there was another fire.
What happened?
One of the houses were burning. I says, my God, are we going to get stuck here, too? I said, it's a good thing it's far away. They heard the engines. I says, oh, my God, some more fires? But it was a lovely place. We enjoyed. We lived in all together. We had such a lovely time.
Was that in New York or in upstate New York?
Oh, upstate. It was in a country place. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't remember where.
Don't remember
it was
where.
A country place. We had lovely food and everything. We enjoyed it very much.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were all scared, so they thought they'd give us a vacation. Uh-huh. Well, that was really nice.
Did you all talk about the fire together afterwards?
Oh,
and,
yes.
And just like how everyone got out?
Oh, sure. We were lucky, yeah. There was quite a few. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember now any older one. I don't remember. I don't know.
Do you remember anything about the union's activities, the garment workers union and their activities, like around the Triangle Fire Building? or around the company?
No, we never heard anything.
You never heard anything about
no.
the union? Because
we just went to work and that's all. Come home.
Did you ever hear anyone talking about the union when you were at work, or people bad-mouthing it or saying good things?
No.
Never heard anything at all?
No, we were thinking of work and we never thought of anything else.
You just thought of work, I know.
We had to work, we had to do so much anyway, see? Well, I only done tucking, that's all. That was easy.
Uh-huh.
Yards and yards of tucking. It'd go in the basket, you know, in the bag. It was very nice. We enjoyed it. We were all together, you know.
Did they train you to do that when you first started working at the shop? Did they train you to do
tucking? Well, I knew the machine.
Oh, you knew the machine already?
Yeah, I knew. We knew the machine. Oh, yeah. It was very nice. We just pressing it go, that's all. It was very nice.
That's what it was. Nothing to do it.
Just press the pedal, and then we'd go. The machine would go. We had yards and yards of tucking. Oh, my God. That's where the cutters got all that stuff, and they were cutting there, see? Uh-huh.
Right. With piecework. They would cut one part, give a sleeve to someone. Give the back to someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ann was an operator, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
She knows.
What did you work for? Oh, in the city. Uh-huh. And then I worked out here most of the time.
Ann used to do the same thing you did, Mom. Yeah. She used to be an operator, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I never want, I don't know what... I used to sew a lot of things, but I never thought... But my friends encouraged me, the people around the neighborhood. Says, oh, come on, we have a good time. We have lunch together. We used to bring our lunch. We used to walk and laugh, coming in. Oh, we had such a good time. That was a terrible thing. And when we got down, we saw the three flights burning. I says, for good, were we up there? We couldn't imagine. The three flights were... The wind was blowing all up and... Everything was caught. Mm. From one, two, three, the three flights, the office and everything were burning. Mm-hmm. Three flights were burning.
8, 9, and 10 at least.
Yeah, oh,
it was 8, 9, and 10. Yes, because it started on the 8th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had a big office upstairs. That's where they had all the... Yes.
What was it like out on the street when the firemen let you go out from the building?
Oh, my God. We never thought we were up there. We were all very nervous and crying. My God. I was cold. I had no coat or nothing. So man was very nice. He took us in the car. Mm-hmm. We asked where we'll go.
So you didn't stay there. You went straight home.
Oh, straight home. They were glad to take us home.
Uh-huh.
The farmer, sure.
What was going on downstairs when you came down? What did you see when you came down from?
The people, all bodies. Oh, it was terrible. We got sick. We had the men took us away right away.
They want them to see
you know, they, some of them went down with those, you know, those little glasses.
Yeah.
You know, they went right through that. Can you imagine?
And you saw that? Yeah. You saw the people.
Oh,
you saw, like,
when
the broken
I think
glass
of all those girls getting engaged to be married, oh, I felt terrible.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a sight to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as you know, a lot of laws were passed after the trial.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know why? There was no
conditions.
No balconies. If there were balconies, there wouldn't have happened that.
Right.
Yeah. We'd go on the balcony. And how those girls did it, I don't know how they had the courage to throw themselves down. I couldn't do it.
Mm.
Did you see, like, the newspapers afterwards and all the reports
I did, but I couldn't. We went away right away, a couple of days after they took us
on a
vacation.
That's good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because David's right that there were a lot of laws passed to make buildings safer and to enforce special fire codes.
Yeah. You know, the people opposite in the hotel, they all came on the balconies, don't go, stay there. They were trying to keep the people in. They were throwing a young girl.
No, no, no.
It was not an elderly woman, but they wouldn't do that. They all came in the front. They didn't know where to go. They got excited. They didn't know.
So,
but I went straight ahead. I knew the door was there. We all went there.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
younger people knew, but the old people didn't know. A lot of people died.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that was the cutter's fault, let me tell you. That's the only thing could happen.
For sure. How else? No way.
Yeah,
they, as soon as they get through, they lit a cigarette. I said, someday this is going to be on fire. And sure it did.
Did you see them doing that a lot? Did they
That's what they
smoke
do.
In the room and
they must have thrown the match or something. That's where it started.
When they left.
That lingerie was so white. It went in a blaze in a minute.
Yeah, it must have been floating all around the room.
Oh,
yeah.
Then the windows got caught, the shades, everything. Oh, my God. When we went down, I never thought the three flights were burning.
Yeah.
They didn't realize.
I said, you were in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The man says, no, come on, don't look there anymore. You come with me. We'll take you home. Mm-hmm. He took us home. He was a very nice man.
Mm-hmm. I guess the sky must have been black and
oh, the smoke. Were... Oh, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that time. Never. Never forget it. I never wanted to go to work anymore. My mother didn't want me to
Ma, there's another lady in California
yes?
that is also a survivor.
Oh, she must have been a young girl.
She's the same age as you.
Oh, sure.
Her name was Bessie...
Grabilowitz.
Bessie Grabilowitz.
Well,
she worked on the ninth floor.
She worked on the ninth floor.
Oh, well, I don't know her. She worked in the office.
In the office. Yeah.
That's the office upstairs.
And that was the office on the tenth floor. She was a sewing machine operator.
Well, they had nerve enough to come. They had a lot of time to come down. They took the elevator down.
The tenth floor, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
They must have known right away there was fire.
She was on the ninth floor.
She was on the ninth floor. She's a survivor, too. She's in California.
Well, she should be a survivor. She wasn't. She didn't see the fire. She came right down before the fire started up there.
No, was on the... A lot of people died on the ninth floor,
On the
too.
Ninth floor, too.
They had fire. I guess they must have thrown themselves down.
A lot of people did. One of the doors was locked on the ninth floor also.
They're all locked.
They locked
doors.
Them all.
What did they lock it for? I don't understand.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever question that? Did they ever say, why do you lock these doors?
Oh, we never thought of it. We thought maybe, it's near. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that stairway wasn't so good there. It was the back entrance. It was terrible.
Oh,
it was awful.
Was it very narrow?
Yeah, it was very narrow, let me tell you. Not like the entrance. Oh, the entrance was brick, marble floors. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let us go through there. I don't know why. Nobody take anything. There's one or two that had their waists made. They all do different parts. They don't sew a whole shirt waist. Everybody makes sleeves. One makes that. They don't do the whole blouse or anything. How did they? Why did they keep that jaw shut? I can't understand. I don't know.
We'd like to give you this book on the Triangle Fire.
Oh, thank you.
And the author signed it for you.
Mama, Mr. Stein, Leon Stein.
Yeah. Oh.
Can you read it?
Sure.
What does it say?
For Pauline Pepping.
Treasured.
This is a service survivor. But it... What's this? I can't see the...
Treasured survivor who lived this book.
Leon
Stein. This is the man who wrote the book.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Now, I was telling the man on the... That's the book about the fire. Do you remember? Listen to me. Do you remember when Aunt Louise was driving on the Belt Parkway and she heard a radio broadcast about any survivors? A man wanted to write a book. That's the man.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
My aunt came. She was on the Belt Parkway. I don't know what year, whenever this was done.
No, isn't this... I love this.
My
aunt came
home at 11 o'clock and she called my mother.
Oh, here's the bosses.
Yeah.
Here's one of them.
Yep.
I remember him so well. Here he is.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that used to come around. Big,
like this.
What was he like? What was the boss like? What was he like?
He was very, it was very big man, very stout and tall. He was a very big man. I remember him so well. He used to come around all the time. We should have told him, what do you keep the door shut for? We didn't know it was shut. We would have told him. Why do we have to go through the back way? That was a terrible step there. It was awful.
Uh-huh. See, Mama, this is what you did.
Yeah.
That's just what you did.
Yeah. What? Chucking.
And this is the man that sent it, that gave you, that wrote this book.
Isn't that
I spoke to him on the telephone. He couldn't make it today. But this is...
I wonder if he's the superintendent of our...
No, he was a writer.
He's only a writer.
He wasn't alive then.
He wasn't alive then.
Oh.
He's a very young...
he's a young man, well, but he
70s.
Wrote the book about it.
How did he know all that?
He did research.
He
talked to people like you.
That's why he wanted the information from people on the radio. That's when Aunt Louise heard it on the radio.
Look at those people that interviewed me, those young men that interviewed me.
Well,